Hello, it's Tuesday, October the 20th, and we are looking at the Psalms. The Psalm for today is Psalm 83, and it's a little longer than yesterday's Psalm. Again, it's one of Asaph's Psalms, and it falls into two parts. The first 12 verses or so simply describe a situation, a historical context in which Israel is surrounded by enemies. And as you read the description, pictures of times, cowboys and Indians and Native Americans and the wagons have circled and they're surrounded by enemies. And that seemingly is the picture. And the psalm ends from verses 13 to 18 with a beautiful prayer. It's an astonishing prayer. What do you do when you find yourself in trouble? What do you do when you find yourself surrounded by enemies? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And so the prayer begins like this in verse 13. Oh my God, make them like a whirling dust, like chaff before the wind, as fire consumes the forest, as the flame sets the mountains ablaze. So may you pursue them with your tempest and terrify them with your hurricane. Fill their faces with shame that they may seek your name, O Lord. Let them be put to shame and dismayed forever. Let them perish in disgrace that they may know that you alone, whose name is the Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. Well, there's a prayer. There's a prayer for today. There's a prayer for the powers that be, plotting and scheming wickedness and violence against the Church of Jesus Christ. And that, yes, it's an imprecatory prayer for sure, but it's a strong prayer and it's a bold prayer. And it's a prayer that needs to be prayed right now. Well, the Lord bless you today.